5 WMFO Medford, Boston. This is the lounge. What a great block. Eddie Kendricks, you heard from Keep On Trucking, George McRae, Rock Your Baby, and right there, Gwen McRae with Rock.
Do you know that they were husband and wife, Danny?
I did not know that.
They were husband and wife. Of course, they have the same last name, but they were husband and wife. And she actually had the hit with Rockin' Chair before he did Rock Your Baby. Eddie Kendricks, of course, was the great falsetto and frontman, one of the tenor frontmen for the original Temptations.
Update, update, update. The Patriots are up 3-0.
Yay!
Pauly B, who checked in, Facebook messaged me. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Pauly.
From the Giddy Up on Fridays 2 to 4 here. After 9 o'clock here, this is WMFO Medford. We do the vault each and every week. And this week, Steph, what we got?
I don't know. I think listening a little bit of that solo earlier got me in the mood to play a few games.
Okay.
So again, we're going to kind of heat it up romance dance style. And I'm going to start this off and get close to someone you love.
Inside Stephanie's Vault, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Till you came into my life, and these are the arms that long to lock you inside every day and every night, girl. And here is the soul of which you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying? Anywhere inside,
anywhere inside.
And these are the lips that can't help calling your name in the middle of the night,
middle of the night.
Oh, and here is the man who needs to know where you stand. Don't you know I've done all I can? So decide.
emotional, you can't hide. No, no, baby. When you give it up, it's only enough to get me by. You're playing a game, it's so plain. You want me to win. I'm willing to play whatever you say. If love is the end, playing your game, baby. Your game, baby. Just you and me. Playing your game, baby. Your game, baby. Nobody but you and me. You start, you stop. You know what you got is what I need. Oh yes indeed. When you give it up, it's only enough to make me see. Ooh-wee. That you're playing a game, it's so plain. You want me to win. Play whatever you say. If love is the end, playing your game, baby. Your game, baby. Just you and me. Playing your game, baby. Your game, baby.
Stephanie's Vault on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
never dreamed that I'd lose somebody like you. No, I don't wanna fall in love. No, I don't wanna fall in love with you.
I can't find the words.
95 WMFO, Medford, Boston, in the middle of Stephanie's vault.
At the end of Stephanie's vault.
That's right.
Yeah, we close things out with the incomparable lead voice of Russell Tompkins Jr. for the Stylistics there. Peekaboo, someone's watching you, Danny.
Peekaboo!
The Sound of Philadelphia, of course. Before that, Tony Thompson, who sadly entered into music heaven, he was lead for High Five, and they brought you such hits as the one we played, The Kissing Game, as well as She's Playing Hard to Get. Great voice, known for those gospel type runs. And sadly, seeing this is Addiction Month, he passed away from huffing Freon from,
oh my goodness,
an air conditioner. So it, you know, is a disease that strikes everybody, rich, poor, famous, talented, not. Barry White was playing Yogi.
Yeah.
The maestro there with that one. And we started everything off again, Philadelphia, checking in. Al Wilson with Show and Tell. Got to send that out to my main man, Otis Lang, likes that one. So we're going to send that out to him. And I thought it was nice to have a little love games.
I like this.
So the whole game, the whole thing was love games. I thought we, once again this week, slow it up just a little bit so that we can bring people closer together.
Closer together. And this is what the vault's all about. Each and every week after 9 o'clock, you got Stephanie's vault
here. And we never know what I'm going to do.
Never know.
High speed.
High speed. Low speed.
Mid speed.
It's always a good time. Interact with us, Lounge Radio Show, on social media. When we come back from this block, we have our own Patty Peppy.
Yay!
She's going to be checking in on the local report. This is 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Take the load off your mind, ride mighty glory. Listen to my story, ride mighty high. Take the load off your mind, ride mighty glory. Listen to my story, ride mighty high. Take the world off your feet. Heed what I'm saying, heed what I'm saying. To set your mind at ease, I was just a man, lonely man indeed. God shook all my trouble, yes he did, set me free. Take the load off your mind, ride mighty glory. Listen to my story, ride mighty high. Take the load off your mind, ride mighty glory. Listen to my story, ride mighty high. He led me to discover the man that I could be. Let him be your leader, he's so good, he'll set you free. Listen to my story, listen to my plea. Let him be your leader, he will end your misery.
Take the load off I'll make a picture one for your wife. So for my present of all of you, get an ugly girl to marry you. A pretty woman makes a husband a star. And very often causes his downfall. As soon as he marries her, then she starts to do the things that will break his heart. But if you make an ugly woman your wife, you'll be happy for the rest of your life. An ugly woman who feels on time, she'll always give you peace of mind. If you wanna be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. So for my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you.
On Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
WMFO.
Say Danny.
Medford, Boston.
I saw your wife the other day, and she's ugly.
You heard a great block right there. You heard Jimmy Soul, If You Want to Be Happy, Jigsaw, Sky High, and Mighty High with Mighty Clouds of Joy. And this is the time of the show where we go to Patty. But Patty is joining us via phone. She had car trouble and all that good stuff, but you're a good sport. What's up, Patty?
Yes, I did. What's going on, guys?
Hey, Patty, baby.
Hey.
Don't sound too thrilled.
Well, I mean,
I
live downstairs from my parents, right?
Oh, what were you telling me before you went on air? What happened?
Well, my father just walks downstairs into my apartment in his underwear.
Oh, he's comfortable.
Can he get a cigarette? It's a tidy whitey he's got on. It's just, I'm telling you.
Well, it could be worse. He could have came down totally nude.
Oh!
Yeah, oh my God.
What do we got going on?
He's still in therapy over the Papagino's incident when his pants dropped to his ankle. So, anyway.
What's happening?
Well, tomorrow night down at down Revere Beach, Sammy's Patio, they're having a fundraiser, and it's called the Big Four Charity Tribute Show. It's a bunch of thrash metal bands, which I love.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so, stuff, Slayer, Megadeth, Anthrax, $10, 18 plus. Kids, you got nothing going on this weekend, head down to Revere Beach. You can get there on the blue line. Go bang your head. Also, Friday night, Lynyrd Skynyrd is playing at the Blue Hills Bank Pavilion. And then on Saturday night, Meghan Trainor.
All about the bass, about the bass, no trouble. I'm all about the bass. That's my song.
Okay, I love that song. On Friday night, Rocking the Line is making their debut at the Breakaway. They're also, I believe they're giving out free line dance lessons. Ooh. I'm actually going to be going
tomorrow
night.
Sign me right up for that.
Line dancing.
If you're in the area, come by and line dance with me. I have to, because Janice Peach told me if I don't show up, she's going to kick my
booty.
You know what? Yeah, she's going to kick
your
my
bass.
Booty in.
Your bass.
She's going to kick my...
She's going to kick the subwoofer in.
Yep. So I'll be there. There's also a Kiss tribute band at the Jenkins Auditorium. Where the hell is that?
What auditorium?
I'm not very good, am I?
What auditorium?
Jenkins? Jenkins. Auditorium. Where did I see that?
Jenkins Auditorium.
Down very quickly today. Anyway, and the Long Island Medium is coming to Lynn Auditorium Monday.
Yes, I saw that.
The Long Island Medium. The Long Island. I'm just going to go there when she's walking out the back door. I'm going to go, hey, I want to talk to you for a second. There's also, this Saturday, there is the Phantom Gourmet Food Festival, and that is on Lansdowne Street. So
it's always a good time. Good
my
food.
Old stopping grounds.
Bunch of stuff going on in the local scene in and around Boston. Oh, and Steve Sweeney, where the hell? Oh, he's playing Saturday night at the Cabot in Beverly.
Wow.
So go catch
that is a hell of
you're going to be, by the way, the both of you are actually going to a show next weekend, aren't you? Next weekend? Is the show?
Refresh my memory.
Refresh the memory. Gladys Knight, isn't it next weekend?
Yes, I believe it's October 2nd.
October 1st.
Knight is coming off. I think it's first. And Ross Skaggs is coming off. Not October. October 1st. And then September 9th.
Boss 9th. Skaggs, huh?
Boss Skaggs.
Wow.
Love Boss Skaggs. Yeah. Do you know, actually, that he was the keyboard player for the Steve Miller Band before he was Boss Skaggs?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty cool. He's got a ghetto pass.
So. Huh?
I says he's got a ghetto pass, Boss Gags.
Oh, boy.
He did the crossover charts.
Anything else you got going on, Patty?
No.
All right.
Nothing else.
Poor Patty sounds so beat up and run down. And did you get somebody?
I'm going through menopause. I really.
Oh, get yourself some hormones, honey, and cheer up.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna have to do something.
All right. Have a good night, Patty. I'll check with you after the show.
Good Good night, honey.
Right. Bye, babe.
Ciao, Bella.
Each and every week, you have to look. She'll be back in studio next week. Don't you worry. We got more music. We got about 15 minutes or so left here. We welcome the calls, 855-915-9636. You're local? Don't worry. 781-350-3264. Got to go into a public service announcement. Hang on. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
It all started in January of 1970. Later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO. P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Happy life, my love. Happy 24/7 at WMFO.org.
Medford, Boston.
Wow.
What a great block. You heard from David Ruffling.
Better known just as The Voice.
The
Voice.
Of course,
frontman for, again, The Temptations, Danny.
See, I don't know any of this. This is great.
Oh, my God. Ruff was, like, the man. He was just the voice. If you say just the voice.
Just the voice?
David Ruffin.
And the Supremes.
I will get this drilled in your head before.
The Supremes, we also heard
from. Before I die.
Oh, don't say that. I'm going to let my heart do all the walking. And Judy Torres, come into my arms. And you were in plenty of people's arms when you were dancing to this.
I sure was.
Back in the day. And you were just telling me before I was even thought of.
Before the you song thought of. Well, you were about, I think, 6 when that came out.
Yeah, so yeah,
I was
6 years old.
Clubbing and drinking and other things that I can't say
And she's actually doing very well. You know, she actually has her show on KTU from 3 to 8, and she's on Sundays, and she's been at the station at KTU for over 17 years.
KTU was a great station back in the day. I believe even a good friend of mine, Brooklyn's own Joan Causey, was a personality at KTU.
Well, she had a show, what was it called? Freestyle, Free for All, that was on back in the day there when she had it on. So it's just great to see talent like that keeping it going.
And the Supremes, Danny, you know that those are any of the original Supremes.
They weren't.
Of course, no. Florence Ballard, as we know, sadly took her life. And then Diana Ross left in about 72 to go on and venture a solo career. And then that left Mary Wilson as one of the originals. But this group consisted of Cindy Birdsong and Jean Terrell. And Miss Johnny on lead on that one. So those actually were the second set of Supremes. But it was the first time that all four Supremes sang on any Supreme song since 1962 when they did Your Heart Belongs to Me.
And wasn't this, this was the last top 40 single that the group would make before they...
And it was a disco hit. It was a big club disco hit, which is, you know, a little bit different. They did basically R&B and, you know, Motown soul type stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Mostly known for Motown.
A dance club song.
That is great. Now, each and every week, you blow me away with the knowledge that you have. And this is what old school, new school, button heads together and making great music. That's what we're all about.
We got some great old school stuff in this
We have some great, you guys are going to, we're not even going to say it. We're just going to let the music do for itself.
Right.
This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
you mess around with your man. It's a shame the way you hurt me. It's a shame the way you mess around with your man. I'm sitting all alone by the telephone, waiting for your call. When you don't call at all, it's a shame the way you mess around with your man. It's a shame the way you play with my emotions. It's a shame the way you mess around with your man. You're like a child at play on a sunny day. First you play with her and then you throw it away.
Comes so far. 91.5 WMFO Medford Boston. Tavares being with you in the Spinners. It's a shame.
Hey, Danny, it's a shame. I got another piece of useless information
for
you.
What do you got, babe? What do you got?
It's a Shame by the Spinners was written by none other than Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder.
And of course, the brothers Tavares, six Cape Verdean dudes, badass dudes from New Bedford, Massachusetts. I'm going to send that out real quick to Nenny.
Nenny.
Nenny Baptista, Candy's husband, because he's buddies with them. He's Cape Verde as well.
Beautiful. And we appreciate everyone listening. The Pats are up 10-0 at halftime right
Yay.
Now. Yes.
It's halftime, so if I speed, I can catch the second half.
Yes, I'm heading
game.
Back to Foxborough, so that's where I'm going to be.
Ooh,
I'm going to be missing.
Better you than me.
I know, right? A brand new show is back next week. And how do we close the show with each and every week, Steph?
Like my mom says, it's real nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. Thank you. Good night, and God bless.
Also want to thank our broadcast producer, Evan Myers. Thank you so much.
Ace Boogie, shout out to him. He's patrolling the Fells Way also.
Like us on Facebook, Lounge Radio Show, and we'll see you guys next week.
Good
night.
Lounge
WMFO.
It starts with
one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on to, didn't even know. I wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so you try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to remind myself how I tried so hard. In spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property, remembering all the times you fought with me, I'm surprised it got so. Things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant
can go.